no. It's time for Bloomer Radio! What's going on, everybody? I think that's a new one from Disturbed. Hey, you. I'm not too sure because I don't know everything about Disturbed's vast library of work. They've been around forever. I know, like, it's too hard for Lobo, so Lobo's like, that sucks! That fucking sucks! I don't know, Lobo. I don't think you're the end all of all music, even though you have great taste in music. But, you know, well, you know, Lobo, he don't like chicks fucking playing guitar. He's like, chicks can't play guitar at all. So, yeah, he's sexist. But it's understandable. He fucking likes dudes. So, if, you know, I understand that. Gay guys don't like women. That's how it is. What's going on, everybody? I hope you all doing well, doing good. I'm over here listening to fucking Disturbed and shit. I think it's their new one. You know, I just wanted to check that out. You know, some people think it's the devil's music. Some people say it's too hard for them. You know, and I say it's just never too hard. I hope you all doing good. Everyone is great. It's been a while, I know, but, you know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, you know, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not gonna do it, I'm not gonna force it, because sometimes I got nothing to say. Everything I say is fucking, you know, repeats of what I've said before, or whatever I'm thinking, of politics, or fuck the fucking police, or fuck the man, or fuck the government, fuck corporations. I know, we get it. You're anti-establishment, Mr. Bullnose. I fucking understand it. All right? Get on with life, Phil. Okay, fine, fine, fine. But, you know, like I said, I don't got much going on. As of late, you know, I'm getting my body used to this working in the mornings, you know, like a normal person. You know, I'm almost normal at this point. I'm very close to being a normal person. You know, I don't think I'll ever be there, but very, very close. So, you know, it's exciting. You know, I've been sleeping so much. This is, it's like the weirdest thing. Up until, like, I don't know, about a month ago, a month and a half ago, I don't sleep early. When I say early, before midnight. You know, it just don't happen. It was rare that I'm sleeping before midnight. You know, like, let's even say 11, 11:30 if I had to wake up at, like, 5, you know? It's like, fuck that shit. You know, I just never did it. Always, always only slept about 5 to 7 hours, you know? Sometimes 4 hours. I'm fine. I'm a champion, you know? I'm partying 3 hours. It's fine. It's fine, you know? I'm a champ. Now? Shit. I put my little guy to bed at like 8:30, 9 o'clock, depending when he's sleepy and shit, and he's pretty good. Even though he's like 10 going on 11, at that age, I never wanted to go to sleep early. I wanted to stay up later and shit, but he's going to sleep earlier than his allocated bedtime. He's like, nah, I'm tired, going to bed. So I put him to sleep at like 8:30, 9, I sing him still. He wants me to sing that lullaby, that goodnight friggin' song that I sing him and shit, so I still sing it to him, you know, he wants it, it's his request, hey, what am I gonna deny him, his request and shit, nah. So then, you know, I'm over here, I go and I'm watching either a ball game or whatever, and I'm asleep before 9 o'clock, 9 fucking o'clock, I'm asleep. What kind of fucking queer shit is that? What kind of shit is that? I don't even get it. You know, going to sleep at 9, I'm waking up at 5 with a friggin', you know, full of energy, you know. The other day I fell asleep at 7:30. I woke up at fucking 6 with a boner. I had a hard-on and shit. I was like, God damn. You know, when you get a hard-on at my age when you're waking up, that's a good day. That's a good day. You wake up with a boner at my age? A good day is about to commence and shit. You know that. You know, and then you just gotta beat the urge not to beat it up. Beat up the boner one-handed and shit, you know? You just gotta, you know, because then it takes all the piss and vinegar for the day out. It takes it out, you know, if you go and try to beat it one-handed and shit. Don't do it. Even a two-fist, if you're gonna two-fist it, still. You know, because you're trying to impress yourself, make yourself feel good, so you're gonna double-fist yourself, you know, just for that. For that confidence and shit, you know? Some people, I don't get it. So yeah, you know, it's been weird. And I've been working, and then I get home, I'm cooking, I'm doing shit with the kids, and then I'm passing out there. I haven't been doing, haven't been doing anything besides like this normal father life and shit. I haven't done it in a while. Even when I started doing this podcast, I was working a normal day job, and then I was doing a night job. So I was working like day and night, and that's when I would squeeze this shit in. And I had a lot more things to say, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. It's I feel good. You know, I was feeling a little shitty last week. You know, I've been feeling, I don't want to say like inflammation, because I don't really know if that's what it is. I don't know. I'm just, after what I read, I'm like, oh, that's kind of how I feel. And I was eating a lot of sandwiches. The wife was making me some sandwiches and shit for the week. And I think it was that bread was fucking me up. You know, I mean, we had like 4 days of fucking rain too. So I don't know if it's that, you know, because my knees can predict the rain and shit. You know, my knees be sore and I know it's going to rain in 2 days and shit. But then usually it goes away even as it's raining. But nah, my knees were knocking and shit. They were like weird, you know. It was like fucking someone tightened everything too much. And as I was trying to move, everything was just like, you know, it was just hard, you know, it was rough, you know. I'm like, what the fuck, man, I'm not being a fat bastard, you know, I'm, you know, in decent weight, I don't look like shit, I'm sleeping well, I'm not working out, though, that's the one thing I know I gotta work out, I know, Lobo, but I did knock out some bread and shit, so hey, you know, I'm trying, I gotta get back to working out. It's just I'm so tired from working, because I'm busting ass at work, you know. I'm like, we're losing people at work, because work is a little scary, and people are just bailing ship, you know. They don't trust the atmosphere, so they go into like bigger companies that, to me, don't make sense. You're gonna go to a bigger company, but when they have layoffs and cuts, they're cutting you, you know. They're cutting the first ones there and shit, the last ones there. People that was there longer are gonna stay there, so that's why I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'm just gonna, you know, I'm not going down with the ship. The ship ain't going down, you know. It's just bad times, and, you know, it's what it is. Economy's going to go to shit, and, you know, whatever. Let me take this hit. Oh, yeah, but that's why I'm fucking tired. People leave, and I'm doing, like, three people's work nonstop. You know, a little, I'm not busting my ass for crazy overtime. I'll take, like, an hour or two a day, because, you know, whatever, that adds up. And that's it, man. I'm just fucking beat. I'm tired. You know, and I wouldn't even do the overtime if I didn't buy friggin' the wife a car. I had to get the wife a car because my car went finally, you know. Well, it's been a few months. I know I talked about it. And me, the wife, and the kid, my oldest, and we had an extra car. My mother-in-law, she don't work. She's retired. She's an old lady. She don't even use the car. So we were using her car over the summer just to, you know, we're putting more money away for the down payment for a new car. I got the wife a new SUV. It cost me a pretty penny, but whatever. She's happy. That's all that matters. Yeah, you know, happy wife, happy life. Duh! Fucking asshole. But yeah, sometimes it's true. I like seeing my wife in a new car. It's cute. But yeah, so that's why I'm doing a little bit of OT. I don't have to, but I'm doing it. Fuck it. It helps. It's an expensive fucking car payment. Shit. Let's take this hit. What do I got here? I got from Real Buds. This is either Area 51 or Chocolate OG. I'm not sure. I just mixed it all up. I was trying to mix the races to see if I can make some kind of hybrid baby out of it, but I don't know. We'll see how high I get. Let's take this fucking hit. Yeah, pretty good. It's mixed. Woo! Oh, yeah. Good shit, right? Oh, yeah. Motherfucking oh, yeah. So, I don't know. I was thinking, you know, I haven't been doing any pods lately. And not that I don't, you know, I have some things to talk about. But, like, I feel like I'm missing out on some other things. Like, you know, the top five FUs that people absolutely used to love. So, you know, I'm trying to figure things out. So, I'm like, hey, why don't I just do a show, an episode of just my top five FUs over the last few weeks? Hey, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Even if it's not, that's what I'm doing. So, the top five fuck yous has been brought to you by marijuana. Get it in you. get out of this lane, because this lane sucks dicks. All right. Now, the top five fuck yous are not in any particular, like, best to worst order. I'm just numbering them. Because that's, you know, the way I... That's the way we do things. We like lists. Everyone likes lists. I want a list. The top five of this. The top five of that. So I'll just give you my top five, all right? We're going to start off with... What was it? Bros Challenge? Bros Challenge? What is that? So that was some gay fucking... That's some gay movie that's out, right? So it's this gay movie, right? Gay guys. Or they might be guys that are straight, but they have gay tendencies. Guess what? If you're kissing your fucking friend open mouth, you're gay. All right? There's nothing wrong with it. I don't give a fuck, but you're gay. You're gay. Just admit it. You're gay. Nothing wrong with it, right? Or are you a homophobe? You're doing gay acts, but yet you're a homophobe? Oh my God, you're a self-hating homo. That is messed up. That's the way I fucking see it. All right? But I don't want to know nothing. You know, I saw something, right? One of the actors, he's like, oh, the problem is with straight people that they don't want to watch it. Motherfucker, do you want to watch straight people make out? Do you want to watch straight people fucking fuck? If you're truly gay. If you're truly gay, only gay sex is what's going to turn you on when you watch a fucking porno, right? Am I right? Am I right? If you're a lesbian, if you're a fucking carpet munching fucking twat, if you're one of them clam eating clam diggers and shit, you know, you got tits and you only like tits and fucking cock wallets, but now it's no longer... Well, you know, in my world, you know, it's a fucking cock wallet, right? I fucking missed that. Oh, I haven't said that shit since I was like a teenager and shit. But yeah, you over here fucking a lesbian, and you're a true lesbian. Not like, you know, not like a lot of women that, you know, they like them both ways, you know. Once in a while they like fucking some lesbianism, and once in a while they want fucking hard cock. All right. That's a lot of normal women that I know of that are honest, you know, and I get all the honesty out of the fucking women. I can't fucking help it. That's what it is. And I will say about, I was going to say 80%, but I'll be nice. 70, I won't even say 75. 70% of the women I met would fucking both do guys and girls, okay, you know, and not always lesbianism, you know, just once in a while, they just, whatever, which makes it, it's fine, I don't give a fuck, I don't care, but you're gay, all right, oh, you got some gay tendencies, whatever, you're gay, and that's fine, I don't care, you know, girl on girl turns me on, right, if they're hot, because I'm a fucking pig, okay, I'm a guy, all right, so I like that shit, okay, that's what turns me on, but two gay guys, I can't even say it. I can't even say it. Two fucking queers that are males, just like guys holding hands, I can't, no. No, it does not turn me on. So why do I want to watch something that I give two fucking three shits about? I give zero fucks about. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care. Leave me out of it. Guess what? I'm pro you being gay. I'm pro you sticking your dick in any guy's fucking hole that you want. Okay? If you find him attractive and he's a consenting adult, fucking have at it. Fucking do all you want. Write fucking journals about it. I don't care. I don't want to know. I don't want to know nothing. So if you're just truly a gay guy, you don't care about no fucking straight people because it's, vagina's disgusting. Yeah. It's blown up roast beef sandwich. Blah. I understand. I like that shit. You know, I like it because I'm straight. Why? Don't judge me, right? I'm not judging you. Don't fucking care. If you don't find that sexual attractive, you don't even fucking care. Then what the fuck do you care about what I fucking... I don't care. I don't want to see no two gay guys, okay? I don't want to see it. I don't want to see man love. I don't want to see it. Do you want to go watch a regular romantic comedy, or do you, as a gay person, will you go and spend money to go watch a rom-com that's straight, or a rom-com that's gay? If it's out there, you're going to go watch a gay one, right? So fucking fuck off. That's my message. That's my message to that fucking actor. I don't even know his name. I should find his name, right? But it's going to take me fucking forever. Forever. So if you're into, like, the culture and knowing what's going on in the fucking world, you know who I'm talking about. The guy has got a good jawline. That's what I saw. He's got a good jawline and a nice fucking head of hair. Like a fucking queer. It's fine. Don't care. Don't care. You want to call me a caveman? Don't care. I don't care. Call me a stupid guy, a steward. I don't care. It don't bother me. Zero fucks. Zero fucks. All I want is a fucking vagina and fucking legs wrapped around my fucking head, and I'll fucking eat that shit till the fucking cows come home. All right? I'm into that shit. But you know what I'm not into? Romantic fucking movies, rom-com, boring fucking movies with lots of dialect and no action. I don't care. You're a Philistine! Okay, whatever. I don't give a shit. I do read a lot of books. I probably read more books than most people on this planet. I could almost guarantee that. I could almost guarantee that I read more books per year than most of the people on this fucking planet. Guaranteed. Now, is it books of substance? Probably not, because I like a lot of fiction, you know? I like getting into people's worlds and shit. You know, I like that shit. Take me out of my fucking, you know, I like it. All right, that's what I like. That's what I like. But guess what I'm not reading? Same thing that I'm not watching. About gay love. Or even straight love. Don't care. I don't like murder mysteries. I don't like none of that shit. I don't like none of that shit. And the message to that gay guy that I was going to say, or whatever, the gay people that, it's the straight people's fault. Why is it our fault? Because we're not gay? Fuck off. That's what I got to say to you. Fuck off. For real. What's the gay population? 10 to 12%? Guess what's going to be? Guess what percentage of the population is going to care about your fucking movie? Guess how much? Probably 10 to 12% of the fucking population. Maybe even 15% to 20% because, you know, there's those annoying white fucking ladies, the white Karens. Oh my God, we have to support the cause. Let's go fucking watch it. Let's go watch it. We'll just be on our phones the whole time. But we bought the tickets and we support the cause. Oh my God. Oh my God, we're just as warriors. Ugh. Fucking twats. I don't care. Leave me out of it and leave everyone else out of it. We're not interested. Make better movies. Guess what else I don't care? About gay motherfucking superheroes. Don't fucking care. Give zero fucks about any sexual orientation of any fucking superhero. Zero. Nada. Don't give a fuck. You know, don't get me wrong. You want to throw that fucking, what's that? Gal Gadot, the friggin' lady that plays Wonder Woman, you want to put her in Wonder Woman and, you know, have her in some skimpy shit and frolicking with a guy, okay, I'll watch that shit, I don't care, and guess what, I wouldn't care, she was frolicking with more women, just put her on some girl-on-girl shit in that Amazonian shit with those hot bitches in the beginning, what, I'll fucking watch that shit 17 times, not for nothing. I watched Wonder Woman more times than I should because of how hot she is. Especially the first one. The first one, she was so fucking cute. I absolutely love the first fucking Wonder Woman. Oh my God. Yes, because I'm a fucking guy. All right? And if it wasn't for her in it, who knows if I would have liked it. You know, I watched it the first time and I enjoyed it without her being, you know, just like watching a superhero movie. I like it because I'm fucking dumb that way, okay? I like me my superhero shit because of, you know, I've talked about it. I had a tough upbringing and, you know, I had a fucking abusive father that would lock me in a fucking room and all I had was my comic books that he would buy. He bought me shit to keep me fucking occupied while I was fucking in jail in my room and shit. So, you know, so yeah. So I nerd out on that shit. Don't care. Don't care. What are you into? Exactly. I don't fucking care. Don't give a shit. I didn't even hear what you said because I don't fucking care. All right? I'm pro you liking whatever you like. I'm pro. You want to talk to me about it and try to explain it to me? Hey, I'm all for it until I get bored and I fucking change the subject, all right? Don't fucking care. Why do you care? I don't care what orientation and what sex a superhero's having. All I care is about fucking the superhero fucking being a hero and shit. That's the point of the fucking story. Alright? If you want to make a superhero fucking love story, make a fucking superhero love story and put it to the side. And that's what they did. And guess what? Zero interest. And it's not the straight people's fault. No. We have no interest in it. Because it's stupid. Stop trying to force fucking agendas down our throat. Alright? Knock it off. You're fucking raping us and killing the movie fucking industry with your raping of fucking this force narrative down everyone's fucking throats. Gosh, get a fucking clue. Read the fucking room. Gosh, with all this, you know, what's the term? I've seen it before. I've heard it before. Go woke or go broke. That's what you get. Read a fucking room. Gosh. Oh, it's so fucking annoying. Oh, it's the straight people's fault. Why? Because we're not gay. That don't make fucking sense. It's your fault because you're not fucking straight. All right, that's the way it was for fucking hundreds of years. For hundreds of years, gay people were persecuted. Persecuted. I'm not for it. Absolutely not. I'm for freedom. You know, you love who you love. I understand that. So get over it, you fucking queers. All right, you're no longer persecuted. Everyone accepts you. Everyone is pro. Fucking fuck anyone in the ass that you want. Wear a fucking condom so you don't fucking spread monkeypox and whatever fucking else. And fucking live your life and leave me alone so I can live my life, you fucking cocksuckers. Damn, and you twat lickers. I don't care. I fucking support you. How much more do you want from us? Oh my gosh. You used to be fucking persecuted. And now it's fucking a level playing field. But guess what? It's still the minority, and that's what it is. You have to fucking accept it. All right? I love you. I support you. Now get over it. Live fucking life. Support what you want, and let other fucking people support what they want. All right? Fuck. I know not everyone fucking approves of the gays, because, you know, there's the crazy fucking Christians and shit. Yeah, there's those are crazy religious fucking people. All right? There's always going to be some. There's always going to be some. That's a very small fucking percentage. Those are people that are ignorant too. Maybe they're not dumb. Maybe they're just ignorant. Because, you know, you are what you are and what you were brought up and surrounded by, you know, until you're fucking educated, you know. And it's upon education that we learn, you know, and we can change our ways and change our opinions and shit, you know. I mean, the only reason why I do it, and I don't mean it like, you know, do it, that is a fucking, no. The reason why I am the way I am is because I was blessed. I had such a big fucking family. My mom was one of 11. My father, one of three. And my grandfather was one of fucking five. So I had fucking so many cousins. We had, when we would have weddings, it was out of first blood. First blood relations took up a whole hallway. A whole fucking, you know, like the whole hall and shit. You already fucking, our family, well, that's 200 people right there. You know, 300 people right there. How many you got? You know, if it was another fucking big family, fuck, you know. So, I remember my wedding, you know. It was like, we didn't have a large wedding. It was a small wedding. It was a small wedding because I wanted a small intimate wedding because those are more fun. And I know it's more fun because I've been through it and I knew it. So it was just the most intimate. It was like under 100 people. It was maybe under even 75 people. It was small. And in comparison to what we know and who we know and everything, you know. And, you know, we kept it small. And 75% of that was my family still because they're so large and shit, you know. In comparison to my wife's. So I was blessed to have so many people that the average was there, and two of my close cousins were gay, one male, one female, and they always was. They always were that way. They always you know, the female was a tomboy and, you know, didn't, was never sexually attracted to boys. She played with boys' toys. And then he was always feminine. He would play dolls with my sister and shit like that. It's fine. Don't care. You know, I mean, you know, in Portuguese, Dom Maria, Isabella, you know. He would have a few nicknames from the older uncles and shit. But, you know, they loved him, you know. They would protect him if anything would happen. So, you know, whatever, you know. Especially men from the older generations, you know. It's like it's a demasculated thing. And, you know, it's a little bit shameful, I guess. And, you know, and even me and my wife, even though we're very open, you know. When you know, the son's like, oh, I got a girlfriend. We're like, yes, you know, we fist pump and shit. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. And it's not for anything, you know. You think of, like, grandkids. You think of, you know, moving the genes in that way, you know, and I don't care if he was gay and he's like, yeah, we, you know, my genes are moving forward and we found a surrogate freaking, you know, someone to bring the egg, whatever, you know, love is love. People are who they are. So that's why I'm not all, you know, I'm more understanding than I think most. Because of that, I grew up with that, so you have to understand that shit. I'm not fucking, you know, and I'm not, like, super religious, you know, but, you know, I'm sort of religious, but not, you know, when it came to that, it never made sense, because even I understood, you know, I was like, well, God made it this way, you know, it made it this way, it's not his fault, it's not her fault, you know, it doesn't make them bad people, I don't understand that, so, you know, that's why I say there's got to be education and experience. People got to experience this shit, unfortunately, you know? It's the same, you know, unfortunately, with the gay, what I'll say, like, the thoughts of these people, it's no different than them coming up being racist, you know? I mean, it's funny. I was talking to a fellow coworker, and he's 10 years older than me, so he was born in the 60s and shit. He remembers, as a kid, signs on the lavatories of the public bathrooms, black, white. I remember seeing those signs when I was down south as a kid, you know, like south of fucking, like in Virginia, maybe it was West Virginia, I'm not too fucking sure, but I remember seeing that shit as a kid, blacks, whites, a sign, you know, it's fucked up, that's fucked up. As a kid, I didn't understand that shit until, like, later on when you're learning this shit. So, wild shit. So, it's, you know, I'm not defending, you know, but people are ignorant. People are fucking, you know, they're ignorant. And some people are just fucking hateful, and it is what it is, you know, and that sucks, too. And then you just cut those people out of your life. And those are the people that the rest of society have to shame and, you know, look down upon. Because that's not love. You know, that's not love and acceptance, you know. I don't care. As long as you're not harming people. I mean, if you're gay and you're raping guys, then I got a problem with that. That's fucked up. That's evil. And I don't care, you know. You should fucking, whatever, go to prison, whatever, I don't know, that's not my call, that's for society's fun call. I don't think you should be raping anyone, though, you know what I mean, obviously, so, yeah, I don't fucking care, yeah, so, this hit does not go to you fucking queers that fucking, I'm making an outrage, it's the fucking straight people's fault, fucking, fuck off. This hit does not go out to you. Now, to all you fucking gay people that just live life and just let people be people and, you know, and are just living life, this it was for you. Because, you know, I ain't greedy, you know? I ain't about that fucking shit. You know what I mean? This blew my fucking mind, you know? Now, people that's been listening to this for a while, been listening to me for a while. I'm not a germaphobe, but, you know, I like to keep it clean, and I was a former germaphobe, and, you know, I got myself out of that mentality as far as not being afraid to touch things, you know. I do wash my hands all the fucking time after I touch things, all that shit, but, you know, I can shake it. I could do a lot of things that before I couldn't do because I was all, like, kind of a germaphobe and shit. I keep it clean. You know me, you know you gotta take a fucking shower with soap every fucking day. You know, meat two times, at least two times, sometimes three times a fucking a day. You gotta fucking do it. You gotta keep fucking clean. You know what I mean? You just gotta stay clean. Clean, scrub your ass. You know, if you can fucking take a shit before you shower, oh my God, golden, right? Golden. You can scrub your fucking asshole and be good for the fucking day. And you can, like, you know, you can friggin' meet anyone and be fucking fine, you know, because you got a clean asshole, you know, as clean as a whistle and shit, you know. People live life, and a toilet is not easily accessible at all times for people that travel and, like, have a life and do things, right? Or how about, I remember being in school and just having to take a shit and you're holding it in and you got the sweats, you think your life is gonna end and shit because you're not gonna go use that friggin' disgusting friggin' toilet, you know, and then that, and then it's like the teacher looks at you, are you sick? I need to go to the nurse. And you go to the nurse and the nurse already knows. She's like, oh, Phil, again? I'm like, I feel sick. I gotta use the bathroom. And then bloop, bloop, bloop. Sounds like fucking bloop, bloop. You know, the kids are fucking diving into the fucking pool and shit. And then, you know, I'm stinking up that office because I've been holding it in. And, you know, I was a kid of the 80s and the 90s, so we ate a lot of shit. So, oh my God, our shit must have smelled like who knows what, you know. So everything was chemicals and shit, you know. Oh my God. You know, not everything, but there was a lot of fucking things. Who knows? But, you know, I remember that. But, you know, I used to work some masonry shit. I used to do pools and shit, right? And you're out there, marble dust. We used to marble dust pools. So it was high-end pools. And now, if you do any kind of construction, you have to have a porta-potty. Back in those days, you didn't. You only had spackle buckets. And, man, you know, like, construction people suck. They would leave spackle buckets full of shit just laying around at the job site. That's fucking, that's fucked up. You know, I didn't like that shit. We had, like, the van, and people had the spackle bucket in the van. You know, we live, you know, by the ocean, so, you know, you have the salt water to freaking clean it all out. Yeah, just nasty shit. Me, we had a shovel, you know, because we had shovels for friggin' throwing sand in the mixer and shit like that. So, you know, I have a shovel, so I would sit there and I would dig a hole in these people's beautiful fucking backyards and their shrubbery and shit, and like a dog fucking take a shit in a hole. I fuck it, you know, whatever. I didn't want to do the spackle bucket thing. Oh, well, you know, disgusting shit, all right? That was the worst I've ever done, but I was always able to friggin' hit my target. If there was a target like a toilet bowl or a hole in the fucking floor, because, hey, when I was younger, I remember going to the Azores, and people had outhouses and shit. I had to use the bathroom so bad, and I was like, where's the bathroom? And they pointed out to a fucking little shack out in the back. There's a hole with a bench, flies everywhere. I was like, no, no. The ocean's right there. I'm just going to go swim and just do my business, you know? Hey, one of the fish are going to eat it, you know, another fish could eat my ass and clean it, and fucking, and you can catch it and eat it tomorrow, fuck it, you know, I don't know, but I ain't shitting in no fucking hole with flies, who knows, it looks like there's a swamp thing fucking in there, some shit-eating monster, I don't know what the fuck's in there, and it smelled like piss and shit, I want nothing to do with that, I was so fucking freaked out, you know, and that was on my mother's side, very, very poor people that still had, The house was in the family, so it was like the poor people. Like, my mom was very poor, one of 11, in this little tiny friggin' less than one room of an apartment. It was fucking sad. I couldn't even imagine. I couldn't even imagine. I'm trying to imagine it. That day, when they were telling me, they, like, slept. It was, like, fucking, like, I don't know, racks on the wall and shit with beds. It was just weird, man. Not weird, but that's the way people fucking live. I didn't understand it because, you know, I always grew up, you know, grew up in America, and even on my father's side, most people had regular houses. Like, when I went there, the house we stayed, that's my father's house, has a fucking real toilet and real running water and shit like that, you know? So, you know, that was, yeah, that's why I was just such in shock. Such in fucking shock. But what I always did was when I had this shit was hit the fucking target. This poor lady at work, you know, Maria, Maria, she's in our department, you know, maintenance, facilities is all one department. So she does, like, she's kind of like the head cleaner person and shit. But we're down people, so she's kind of by herself. Some nasty lady had explosive diarrhea, and I've heard of explosive diarrhea. You know, I've seen it on South Park and shit, but I've never seen it, like, never like this, where she said there was shit on the walls. She's like, there's shit on the walls, and she's all green, ready to puke. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm thinking, like, the walls of the toilet? And she's like, no, the walls, like, the wall walls. I couldn't understand what she was saying. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's shit on the walls. Like I know there's fucking asshole people. Like, growing up as a fucking kid, right? Growing up as a kid, right? And, you know, kids are assholes, you know? And, you know, teenage boys that fucking eat Taco Bell want to fucking do, like, upper deckers on people's toilets. Some people are assholes and going to shit and piss on people's walls. That's being an asshole purposely. But, like, I've never done that because that's disgusting. That's a shitty people that does shit like that. Ironically, right? If you're purposely spraying people's fucking walls or upper deck or whatever the fuck purposely, you're a shitty fucking person. Now, I'm going to laugh. It might be funny in some contexts. As long as I'm not cleaning it up, you know, I might laugh in a context. Maybe someone deserves it. I don't know. It has to be, like, I'll make my judgment as it comes, you know, but I've never agreed with anyone with that. No, the upper decker was funny, and that's a whole different story, but I didn't do it, but the context was funny. Now, shitting on the walls? No. Now, I heard of explosive diarrhea. Now, I thought it was just a thing. You shit all over the toilet. Even if you hit the toilet bowl on the outer edge, the outer rim. Maybe you got a little bit of your fucking pants or your fucking underwears. Okay. You know, listen. I've lived life. We've all been there, done that at least once or twice in our fucking lives, all right? Now, again, I'll fucking throw everything out. I will get the power washer and power wash my fucking ass and everything around. Nah, I don't fuck around because I don't, you know, that's disgusting. But explosive diarrhea where shit hits the wall, I couldn't. It took me over 10 minutes. She kept explaining it to me. And I'm looking at her like, are you kidding me? I'm like, what are you talking about, this shit on the walls? Feed, this shit on the walls. I can't do this. I'm like, but I don't understand. How did this happen? Like, does she not like you? No, she had explosive, what would you say, explosive diarrhea. And, well, she didn't say explosive. One of the engineers, Joseph, said that it was explosive diarrhea. And she's like, yeah, explosive diarrhea. But she was saying, feel, it's diarrhea everywhere on the walls. I'm like, what are you talking about, Maria? I don't understand. How does this happen? She's like, she couldn't hold it, and it went everywhere. I'm like, how does this happen? I've never not been able to get on the toilet and shit in the toilet, on the toilet, but never on the wall or even on the floor. Never in my life have I heard this, have I seen this, except for when my kids were fucking having diapers and shit, and the shit went everywhere, out of the diapers, down the legs, up the back. Okay, that's happened, okay? But not since I was a fucking adult did I ever see accidental diarrhea shit splat on the fucking walls. I don't fucking get it. That's a real thing. I am today's year old that I learned that that's actually a fucking thing, and that's fucking disgusting. And on top of that, this is a grown woman. This is a grown lady that did this. You clean your own fucking shit. If, God forbid, if I ever did that, I would be horrified. If I fucking had explosive diarrhea like that, and I shit on the wall, I'd be so scared. First, I'd be like, oh my God, I have a fucking superpower. I can shit across the fucking room. How am I gonna use these powers to benefit mankind? How am I gonna fucking do this shit? Can I do it again? And, you know, I'd be worried that there's something wrong with me in one way or another. The second thing I'd be so fucking embarrassed. I'd be so fucking embarrassed. I would clean it up. I would not leave the fucking bathroom. I would leave the bathroom fucking in my underwear because I would use my clothes to clean up everything because I ran out of toilet paper, paper towel, the fucking soap, the water. I would fucking take the water hose off the fucking toilet and spray it on the walls and start fucking cleaning because I'd be so fucking embarrassed that someone else has to clean my fucking shit. I'm not a child, all right? My mother is beyond that fucking age and I would not let my mom fucking do it. She would still do it because, you know, that's what moms fucking do. You know, my mom's fucking in her late 60s and she would still clean my fucking shit if I was sick and I was, she would do it. My wife would do it. The only two people in the fucking world that would do it. And I would be so embarrassed. I wouldn't be able to talk to them fucking for so long if I had to fucking go through with that they had to clean my fucking explosive diarrhea on the walls, on the floor and walls. I still don't understand how, one, that happens. Two, how you don't clean your own fucking shit as a grown fucking person. As a, you know, and the thing, and there's no excuse. In our fucking bathrooms, every bathroom has a cabinet with extra cleaning supplies in that bathroom just in case of a fucking emergencies. So there's no excuses. Extra paper towel rolls, fucking extra cleaners, and disinfectant sprays, it's everywhere in every fucking bathroom. So there's no excuse. This fucking savage of a fucking lady let fucking Maria, and you know, not for nothing, I'm not into too many Marias, but this Maria, she got a fucking ass. She be wearing those fucking leggings and shit, you know, those TikTok pants and shit, and she be fucking just bending over chairs, and damn. As a straight man, you just want to fucking plow that fucking from behind. You just want to fucking do it. So I felt extra bad for her because, of course, you know, she's kind of attractive, you know, kind of, what is that? Like some sexuality, you know, there's some, you know, some sexiness to her that, you know, I felt extra bad. Now, I feel bad anyway. But now there's extra bad. Now, I can't help. I'm like, Maria, you know, I can't deal with this. Like, I'm ready to puke. Once I realize, she's like, do you want to see? I'm like, no. I can't see this because now you know, I'm going to have puke everywhere. And then I have to clean my puke. And then I'm going to puke again. Cleaning my own puke. That's why I don't puke. And I stay away from fucking shitty situations. I stay away from shitty situations. At all costs. My kids are grown. You know, my wife, you know, thank God. She's, you know, we're still young. So, hey. We're all right. I ain't have to, so I stay away from shitty situations. I could not, I don't understand it. Fucking, not even cleaning your own shit. So guess what? This hit, and I'm going to find out who it is because I'm never going to say hi to this lady fucking again. I'm not going to fucking ever, shake her hand or nothing. None of that shit's ever going to happen to this Maria. And, you know, and all of their names are Maria. If it's not their first name, it's their middle name or their second middle name. It's somewhere along there. So this fucking Maria, I ain't saying fucking I. So this hit does not go out to the shitty fucking explosive diarrhea fucking Maria. That is fucked up shit. How fucking dare you? I don't fucking get it. I don't actually, you know, I'm not even going to do this hit because, like, I go on the fucking text with the engineer Joseph and a guy that used to work with us. He was like, you know, we still have this three-way conversation that, you know, we laugh and joke around things and talk about life, you know. And even though we have sometimes difference of opinions, it's all fun and games and we respect each other's opinions. So, you know, it's fun. So I go on there and I'm like, you know, who, you know, what kind of savage fucking shits on walls, and they both are quiet, and I'm like, wait a minute, like, one guy, like, Joseph's a sweet boy, so he wouldn't do it, like, purposefully, like, he wouldn't even egg a home, he wouldn't do none of that shit, like, he won't steal. He was in Disney, and I asked him to steal me something, because it means more. Like, if you bring me something from Disney, and you stole it, that means a lot. Like, I'll cherish that fucking piece. If you just bought something, whatever, you were thinking about me, that's great, but I ain't gonna cherish that thing. If you stole it for me, like, you risk fucking jail and shit to give, I will cherish that thing forever. 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 This guy brought me a fucking knife with my name Phil on it from Niagara Falls. I cherish the thing because he stole it. He stole it in his fucking baby carriage, too. Like, he brought his fucking newborn child, you know, brought into, you know, into this fucking scheme of fucking thievery and shit, you know? So yeah, I fucking cherish that fucking thing, you know? So Joseph is so sweet, he wouldn't even do that. I know he wouldn't shit on someone's walls on purpose. So I was like, Carlos, would you, you know, besides doing it on purpose, have you accidentally ever shat on a wall? Quiet, from both of them. Like, really? You're both fucking savages? So it's like, so as I get older, it's either, I'm either like normal or I am really, really a rare fucking species of fucking person. Because I don't fucking shit on walls either. Or I don't fucking get it. Like, they both like, well, you're lucky. What do you mean you're lucky? I have self-control? Like, I don't fucking get it. Because I have self-control. You know, I am the master of my fucking domain and shit. And everywhere that I'm fucking, you know, I'm beyond. I am fucking super in some fucking cases. I really starting to believe that shit. I'm different. Oh, you're different, all right. You're real special. Fucking Mr. Balloon Nuts, you're real special. Yeah, I know. Fuck, I don't get that shit. This hit does not go out to Shitty Fucking Maria. That is her new nickname. When I see her, it's Shitty Fucking Maria. Maria S. This hit does not go out to you, Maria S. What kind of fucking tamales was that bitch eating? What the fuck? Fucking explosive diarrhea. You're hitting fucking walls and shit. Fuck you four goes to that. You nasty, savage people that, you know, it's not even about that. Now I'm learning that it's more normal. I'm abnormal for not shitting on a wall accidentally. I'm finding out amongst my small group of peers and shit. It's not even about that. Okay, so you can't help it. Okay, you had a fucking bad burrito. Okay. But then you clean up after yourself. Okay, and that's what the fuck you number four is, for being a nasty fucking savage, being a dirty motherfucking filthy, ugh, oh, poor fucking Maria, I feel so bad, you know, I offered her if she needed some fucking, you know, if she needed some beefy Luigi to make her feel better, but she didn't understand what I was saying, so I'm just gonna take that as a no. She understood that it was game on, you know, and it's not like cheating on my wife, it's just I needed to make this poor lady feel better, because she was about to go clean fucking shit on the wall. Ugh. Ugh. Huh. Yeah. Oh, it's so nice out. It's like 70 today and 58 degrees tomorrow. So get ready for everyone being like, I got the COVID sniffles on Monday. Yeah, it's not the weather changing, you fucking assholes. Yeah, sure. All right. Partners. Let's keep on rolling. Boom, boom, boom. I actually gotta save that for number fucking one. Fuck you, number three. I bought the wife a new fucking car, but nah. That's not fucking something to be friggin'. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. The same price I'm paying for my wife's car now, I'm paying an extra $100 in fucking, I guess, in interest, I guess. So you know what? Fuck you, number three, to the fucking bakers. Keep milking us. You ever hear of milking a fucking cockroach? Drinking cockroach milk? Yeah, well, that's what milking a fucking cockroach is. It's us, the fucking people. When they talk about milking the fucking cockroach, it's us, the fucking people, that's getting fucking taxed left and right. They're fucking seven fucking fingers deep in our fucking assholes, friggin' taxing us and shit. We're the fucking cockroaches. They're milking the cockroaches. That's what's going on. Ugh. Ugh. You know? It's like, it's not so fucking bad. That's why I was like all for it and shit. And then when we're getting the fucking, well, this is what the payment's gonna be, and I kind of like went gulp. My wife kind of looked at me, and I'm like, no, we're fine. We're fine. No. It's gonna be, you know, I mean, we're gonna swing it and shit, but damn. You know, I was thinking like $120 less, you know, but I guess it's, you know, the higher interest rates nowadays. I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know, but it's fucked. It's fucked. So fuck you, number three, goes to the fucking bankers for milking the cockroaches. Stop milking the fucking cockroaches. We're not cockroaches. We're not cockroaches. We're not cucarachas. This hit does not go out to you. For treating us like cockroaches. Eat the fucking bugs. You'll own nothing and like it. Fuck you. This hit does not go out to you. Go fuck your mother. Woohoo! All right, so alcoholism. I guess we can go here. I mean, that's like an obvious one, and it's not really a fuck. Well, you know, I mean, there's a little bit of a fuck you that we could put into helping society. You know, like, I mean, you know, I'm all about the freedom, of course. You know, you should have a right to buy your liquor or your beers at any fucking day or night and shit like that, right? Of course. You know, if you can prove you're a detriment to someone else's fucking livelihood or life, like a child, you're a drop-dead drunk. You know, like, I hate that it's the fucking, like, government per se that makes that fucking choice because, you know, it's human. So, you know, I don't know. I just feel like whatever system, like, let's pretend there's a perfect system, right? You know, maybe you just don't allow people to drink. If you got a problem, then no, you can't be buying the fucking drink at 7 in the morning. Shit, like, I don't know. But see, like, I'm against that, telling other people what to do. So it's like, but, you know, we should be having systems that really help people. Because, hey, not for nothing, being drunk at 7:30 in the morning is not really a, you know, it's not really a way to have a productive day. Now, if you're just doing this on the fucking Sunday, you know, you're having a fucking ball game, you know, it's not like, you know, your kids are going to suffer or anything like that because, you know, it's not like they're not going to eat or anything like that because, you know, you're having beers with the boys before a fucking game, it's preseason, whatever the fuck, you're pre-gaming before a football game at 9 in the morning, whatever. Or you've been up all night, you don't have kids, no nothing like that, you know, you don't got no work, you got no responsibilities, and you're up drinking. Okay, listen, I'm not trying to judge, all right? But I think there's a little problem when, like, you know, I'm over here getting my coffee at 6 o'clock in the morning at 6 a.m. And, you know, it's a Tuesday or a Wednesday, middle of the week. And I go ahead and I shouldn't be judging. It could be someone's weekend that day. And, you know, and I'm grabbing my coffee. I'm like, hey, what's up, Apu, you know? That's kind of Simpsons, right? But his name is Abib. But I don't want to say Abib because that's so, like, ugh, but a poo came into my fucking head, and that Simpsons, I haven't watched the Simpsons since the fucking 90s and shit, so, you know, so I don't know why that name came in my head, but I didn't want to say Habib, but that is his name, it's Habib, but he says it's Habib with no H, because I always said Habib. He's like, it's not Habib, it's Habib. I'm like, okay, so I don't know if he's just, like, friggin' an undercover whatever, Beeb, or a fucking undercover Apu, or that's really true, because I thought the H's are Hachs, where you're, like, spitting on people, like, I was like, what up, Habib, and I'm, like, spitting in his face, because that's a term of endearment, right? So, no? Okay, see, I'm fucked up. You see, I'm ignorant. See, I gotta learn. So, I won't do that again. Maybe that's why, you know what? Oh, I get it. That's why the H is silent. It's because I was all hocking loogies on him. And he didn't want none of that shit. So he was like, no, it's just a beep, my friend. Oh, okay. I just fucking got it. Damn, I love doing this podcast. I figure things out on my own all the fucking time. Oh, wow. That was like an epiphany and shit. I'm gonna apologize to him. You know, but I'm gonna be like, I got you, Habib, and I'll say it like lowly and slowly and shit, you know, and I'll wink and point and snap and point at him and shit, right? I'll do that whole move, you know, like a fucking old white guy. Oh, my wife hates when I do that, and I do that just to annoy her. Oh. But, you know, I'd be like, hey, Habib, you know, here's my coffee. Sometimes I get a few bananas. Not the bananas that friggin' Lobo enjoys, but, like, the real bananas. The fruits and shit. Not the fruits that fucking... I know. I mean, I keep going. I know. How we get it. We get it. I know Lobos are queer. I know. I just, you know, I like to do it because, you know, it makes me laugh. right behind me is a lady with a six-pack. Now, it's summertime. You know, you could be going to the fucking... to the beach, you know. You're hopping on the bus, heading to the beach and shit. There's a bus stop right there. So, I am, you know, I'm not trying to pass total judgment. lady grabs the 12th pack, you know, I go in my car, you know, I'm taking a few minutes, because, you know, I got to pack my bowl and shit, you know, I'm over here judging someone else's degeneracy, meanwhile, it's 6:30 a.m. and I'm packing a bowl so I can smoke, yes, I'm passing judgment on someone else's degeneracy while I'm being a degenerate. What kind of a piece of shit am I? I always say I'm a piece of shit, I'm trying to be a better person, so, but, you know, this is where my compassion's coming in for this lady, because, you know, it's like she's taking this 12-pack of Heineken. Now, you know, first I'm like, yeah, you know, she's a fucking champion. She's grabbing that 12-pack of Heineys and shit. You know, she got good fucking taste, and I don't give a fuck. You know, some people are like, oh, fucking Heineken, blah, 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 you know, fucking blah, 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 blah. And it's like, yeah, whatever. It still fucking tastes good. An ice-cold fucking Heineken that's not skunked and shit is the best fucking tasting fucking beer out there. After hard days of fucking work and you're sweating like a man and shit, you take an ice cold fucking Heineken and shit, holy fucking shit, that's good. That's good. That is delicious. In my book. Now, this fucking lady, you know, I'm like, oh, she's got good taste and shit. You know, she's grabbing that six-pack, getting ready for the beach and some shit, you know. So she passes all the fucking cars, you know, so she's not going to the parking lot. So she's crossing the street, going to the fucking, by the bus stop. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, she's taking the bus to the fucking beach like a champ. That's a professional right there. She got her handbag with her towel in there, and she got a 12-pack of fucking Heineken. It's not even a fucking, not even a cooler with ice. She's a pro. She'll drink that shit when it gets warm and shit. I'm like, damn, that's a professional. Not a looker. Not something that I want to, you know. And again, my compassion was there, though. I felt bad at this fucking moment. She goes past the fucking bus stop, and we're still on the highway and a side road. It's like an expressway, you know? It's like the service road of a highway, you know what I mean? And it's a 7-Eleven. And she goes past the bus stop to the corner, but by the highway side, she reaches, she puts everything down. She reaches down into the fucking Heineken fucking thing, into the box of Heinies, and she pulls one out. She has a bottle cap opener right out of her pocket, like a stealth, like a ninja. She was like, whew, whew. That cap went off, you know, and like in one motion, the cap just fell down right into the fucking Heineken box. I was like a trick and shit. She's a professional, like I said, and she just started fucking downing the fucking Heineken at 6:30 a.m. You know, I was just like, damn, you know, I was just like, fuck, man, you know, and I feel bad, I don't know why, you know, I just feel like we could do something as a society for this, you know, I don't know, I shouldn't be judging, maybe, hey, maybe she's fucking, it's 6 p.m. in her world, maybe, you know, why am I judging, I know, but damn, and then it was like 2 days later, and this guy got, like, he's dressed up really nice, you know, like, he looks like he's going to the office and shit, he's got his wingtips and shit. And this motherfucker is grabbing giant cans of Twisted Tea. Like, giant cans. And, like, you know, they don't sell the giant cans in 12-packs. They got, like, giant cans, $3 each, $2.68 or something each, something like that, for a big can. This guy had, like, 8 of them and shit. And he's like, hey, what's up, Habib? And I said, oh, he said Habib. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, his name is Habib. And, you know, but they looked at each other. And Habib was like, no, no, no. Habib was like, no, no, no. So, you know, and he's like, oh, and the guy's like, oh, your regular Thursday breakfast, I see, oh, and I'm just like, damn, you know, the guy's like, breakfast of champions, I'm like, fuck, you know, saying to myself, you know, it's like, what kind of fucking life is that guy fucking leading and shit, you hate fucking your job so much that you need a drink, or you love, or fucking he just, maybe I'm looking at this wrong and shit, it's like, wait, why are you passing judgment, fucking Mr. Balloon Knots? He's fucking going to his job, and he's allowed to fucking drink and get blasted on Twisted Teas. You know what? That's right. You know what? I wish I could drink fucking Twisted Teas while I'm at fucking work and shit. I mean, I probably can, but I can't because I can't. I'm not a degenerate like that. No. I don't like being that way, you know? Like, I like having a few drinks and partying like anyone else, having a good time, but that's it. Once in a while. Not all the time. Not every day. That fucking sucks. 6 a.m. I'm going to wake up and start drinking? No way. That's, to me, that's sad. There's a problem there, and I felt bad, you know? So the fuck you goes to, you know, our just broken society. And you know what? I know. Go back a fucking 100 years, Mr. Balloon Knots, and there was degenerates everywhere. Yeah, because life fucking sucked. But life is a little bit better now, and I think we could be better. our society can be better. All this fucking wealth and fucking shit that's going around, it can be put to good fucking use. Not to war and hatred and fucking greed. Oh, I fucking hate it. Oh, the greed is the worst. Oh, I fucking hate it. Ugh. And then people fucking telling other people what to do. Grown adults telling other grown adults what to do. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself, all right? This hit does not go out to you, to the, you know, just the way society is as a whole. You know, there's a lot of great things. Like, my life is great, but, you know, we need to make everyone's fucking life great. My life is just great because that's the way I fucking see it. Some people look at me and be like, that motherfucker is living a tortured fucking life, I'm sure. But whatever. I love my life. I love my life. You know, I mean, there's some days I fucking absolutely hate it. But, you know, I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy to have what I have and have the opportunity to make the best of it day in and day out. But this hit does not go out to our structure of how we do things. You know, there's like no compassion anymore. It's just about money and greed. There's no compassion. Shit goes out the window. Fucking education, healthcare, fucking just people's jobs in general. You know, they're going to cut all these fucking extra perks and things. Why? Well, because the shareholders need to see more profit. And the only way we're going to do it is by cutting things. You know, you can't milk the cockroach. Stop it. Fucked up, man. It's fucked up. I felt bad. This guy's drinking Twisted Tea. And, you know, I don't know why I feel bad. Again, maybe they're just loving their life. They're like, motherfucker, bitch, I'm rich. It is all I got. All right, whatever. You know, fuck you goes to me for fucking judging, I guess. I'll be right back. I got something to do before the final. Fuck you. Oh, I make myself laugh sometimes. So I had to go to the store real quick. As I was doing this recording, I was stopped at a light. And I looked briefly at my phone. And, you know, the little text came up. And my wife, she said, hey, on your way home, stop by the store. All right. We got the grocery store near the house. So, right as I finished before, I mean, you know, it was all a brief second for you guys and gals, of course, but I'm looking at the list, and, I'm a real man. I don't care if my wife needs friggin' tampons. I'm not embarrassed to buy tampons, all right? I'm not friggin', you know, and even if I was friggin' dipping them in alcohol and putting up my ass, at least I'm having a good fucking time, but, you know, I don't do that friggin' ass play like fucking Lobo, so... but she asked me to get tampons. So I responded, what kind or whatever size cooter plugs do you need? Oh, man. She replied, wow, and disgusting. And but whatever, regular, which is the yellow. I know that by now. But, you know, the name of this episode was going to be You Can't Milk a Cockroach, but... I think it's going to be cooter plugs instead. Oh, I love myself sometimes. I make myself laugh. Cooter plugs. Fuck, I love it. All right, anyway, yeah. My wife usually laughs at that, but since she didn't LOL it, and she was more of a wow, I guess she's really, really on the period where she's not really in a good mood. Cooter plugs. I love it. Usually I say, what kind of vagina diapers do you need, or whatever fucking pussy blood wipes do you need, whatever. Like, I'll be really nasty, but cooter plugs. Even better, you know, at least it wasn't too disgusting. I haven't used the word cooter in a while. Out on Long Island, the when you were the older teens, you would call it cooters. We called the pussies cooters. What the fuck's a cooter? I don't even know the fuck. Where does that originate from? If I could sit down and what does the word cooter fucking originate from? That's great. I love it. This hit goes out to cooters because I love them. All right. I don't know where I left off, if it was 3 or 2. And I don't give a flying fuck. This is going to be the last one. I'm tired. Put in a 12-hour day so far. Since I woke up, it's been 12 hours. I've had enough. It's time to go home and party. Somewhat. Today, the Mets start their playoff fucking run, which they'll probably lose and be out, so I'm not getting excited. But the final fuck you, if you can believe it. I know you can believe it. Guess what it is? It's going to be 1 of 5 things. Oh, no. Here it is. There's a corporations. Nope. I leave that for the wake and bake. I try to leave all the governmental shit for the wake and bake in the morning to that podcast, not on this one. But you can guess it. A few of you are already saying it. No. No, not again. Not again. Yes. The D-O. Double G-S's. I fucking hate them. So, for regular listeners that's been listening for a long time, you know, I live on a corner street, which I absolutely fucking hate. Corner street. On the corner fucking blows. The person behind me bought a house and they're renting it out. It was an upstairs and a downstairs. Two different tenants. And then they were doing some work. And, you know, they have a regular driveway like a normal house does. But then, since it's on the corner street, she added a driveway on the side of the house, another entrance, another driveway. All done. So she paid the fucking, the county taxes and the state taxes and everything for it, which is a fucking pretty penny. But that's because she split the downstairs to two. And it's not a big house. Listen, it's a high ranch, but it's not like a big high ranch. The same kind of high ranch that I live in. It's fucking small. She got two small studios downstairs, one upstairs for the family. So she got three tenants, two driveways, and fucking two extra dogs! Two extra dogs! And then my next door neighbor, when they have parties, other people bring their dogs. So there's fucking a small backyard with a fucking pool. So it's not even a small backyard that's at least a small backyard for dogs. No, there's a fucking in-ground pool. So it's an extra small fucking backyard with almost no grass. Fucking, he already has now three dogs. Now, when people come over, now they bring their dogs. And now there's 15 fucking dogs. And it smells like fucking dog. And they're fucking barking and crying. The ones in the back smells them. They're fucking extra fucking two dogs. I fucking hate you fucking people and your fucking dogs. I like dogs. I hate you fucking dog people. Especially you come and live in fucking small properties. And they're decent properties. You know, I mean, compared to the rest of the world. I know. I'm fucking balling compared to the rest of the world. I know. Okay? Fucking stupid fucking first world problems, I guess. Whatever. All I want is common decency, common fucking courtesy with your fucking dogs, with your motherfucking dogs. I fucking hate them. If I didn't have a heart, if I was an evil person, if I had evil intentions in the spirit of my body, I would fucking poison your fucking dogs. I wouldn't get away with it because I fucking curse and yell at their fucking dogs to shut the fuck up. I am a fucking dick now when it's bothering me, because I don't bother no one, but when you're bothering me, fuck you. That's where I'm at now. Fuck my neighbors. I'm no longer a nice neighbor to them. Fuck you. They won't even look at me in the fucking eye because they know. They know. They know. Fucking evil dagger eyeballs coming at them from me. Fuck you and your dogs. It's a bother, a nuisance, and now I gotta fucking smell it. And the new fucking tenant, I haven't mowed my fucking side lawn in a while because it hasn't needed it. If I see fucking shit, because she be walking that fucking dog and she don't be fucking carrying a bag. I see shit, I'm flinging it on a fucking driveway. I'm bringing it all and dropping it on the fucking driveway, and then I'm gonna fucking put yellow fucking rope around my fucking grass. No more fucking your dogs on my fucking grass. Because then I'm gonna, oh my God, I can't even. Because, see, I can't do anything because it's gonna be known as fucking me. But man, I gotta do something. I'm gonna find the high frequency pitch fucking thing that fucking annoys them as much as they annoy me. I don't fucking know. I hear barking or fucking crying, I'm gonna fucking high pitch fucking there. I don't fucking know what else to fucking do. It's either that or I'm gonna get a drone with the camera. I'm gonna fly around and with fucking sleeping darts and fucking just put all the dogs to fucking sleep. Alright, at least I'm not killing them, but at least they're not fucking annoying me. It's time to go to sleep. You're a fucking dog. It's 2 a.m. Go to fucking sleep, you motherfucker. God damn it. Where are all the fucking Chinese people that are hungry and shit? I'm gonna give you a fucking address, you know? You know, is your Chinese fucking restaurant low on fucking, you know, meat items because shit's expensive, you know? Inflation's up, you know? Your fucking shitty ass meat scrapings is already expensive as it is. You know, and it's rough and tough. You know, and back in the day, you know, the local Chinese restaurants, they took care of the stray cat and stray dog fucking populations. They took care of them. I don't want to know nothing. It was good food. It's great. Whatever. I don't eat Chinese food because I know better. But when I did, it was good. This sesame chicken is great. Wong, it's fucking great. And he just gives me that little fucking wink, and I know it ain't chicken. It might be fucking Meowie the cat or Buckety Bark the fucking dog. And I don't even fucking care. I'm gonna eat it with a smile on my fucking face. I swear to fucking God, I'm gonna go to my local fucking Chinese place. I'm gonna be like, listen, man, I know things are rough and tough with your Afro Puffs and shit over here with this fucking expensive, high-priced meat and shit, but let me tell you something. There's some good prime fucking dog right around over here, you know? I know there's that dog festival that you secretly want to fucking practice and celebrate and shit like that. I'm against that shit. I don't want to know nothing. But let me know when I should come and eat on the menu, because I'm going to come home. I'm going to eat my fucking whatever fung tongue chicken bunga wong wong barked fucking dog sesame chicken and shit with fucking duck sauce or whatever. I don't know what the fucking they put on it, and I don't care. I don't even like it and shit, but I'm going to eat it. I'm going to bring it home. I'm going to sit outside on my picnic fucking table. I'm going to fucking dig in with chopsticks and everything, make it cultural and shit. And I'm going to eat it with a smile on my fucking face. And it's going to be quiet. Quiet. No barking, no noise. The only barking I'm going to be hearing is fucking while I'm chewing and eating fucking old Fido, my neighbor's fucking dog. You motherfuckers. Fuck you and your fucking dogs. I want peace and quiet. This hit does not go out to all the fucking neighbors that have no fucking common courtesy for your fellow fucking neighbor that has fucking nothing but courtesy to you. Just it, it goes out to you. I hope your fucking dogs, have explosive diarrhea on your fucking walls, you motherfuckers. This hit doesn't go out to you. Ooh, I just thought of fucking how to get him back. How did Google? Siri, what do you give to dogs to give them explosive diarrhea? Gonna be giving my neighbor's dog some treats. All right, one more hit. This hit goes out to all of you. I love you all for listening. You know, I appreciate it. If you want to help me out, you know, and I know it's a lot of work because everyone's fucking got their own fucking lives and got nothing to do, you know, have too much to do, rather, and then, you know, when you have your own life, you have your own life. You know, you got things to fucking do. I understand. I'm all about that shit. And I'm with you, you know. But if you want to help an asshole out, if you're so inclined and want to help little old me out, just, you know, 5-star ratings, the hearts, the thumbs up, or whatever, you know, just give the best ratings, even if you're going to give me a bad review. I know I curse a lot. Sorry right now. It's just one of those things. Hey, it's a top 5 FUs anyway in general. It is what it is. But I hope I'll put a smile on your face, a little chuckle. I know I made some of you fucking laugh, so that's all that matters to me. That's all I care about. That's what I'm here doing this. If you notice, I don't have no fucking advertisements, no nothing. But if you want to help me out, give me the old 5 stars, the old freaking thumbs up, the old hearts, the old knuckle fucking in the thumb fucking in the asshole sandwich fucking sign, whatever. I don't know. I don't give a shit. Even if you're going to give a bad review, give it the 5. Give it the 5. Give it the best, because, you know, that's how other people can listen to this, and then, you know, whatever. Whatever. Then I can put more of these out. I'll be in a better mood. I'm fucking tired. I'm an old fuck. I'm not old, but, man, my fucking body feels it sometimes. I thank you all for listening. I love you all. And until next time, ciao for now.